Yo, I'm Chad.
And this is Eric.
And together we are...
Jumpman!
Take a whiff of that. It's called awesome.
It smells like Christmas.
Yeah, that's right. We got some Christmas shit to talk about later. I made a jarring discovery on a very popular Christmas movie. We're going to have to talk about a conspiracy theory related to it.
Wow. All right, cool.
Boom. This Christmas.
Yeah, well, have you been, I just been listening to Starbomb like crazy.
Yeah, Ninja Sex Party is pretty awesome.
They're awesome, and teamed up with Egoraptor, they made the nerdiest... It's not even nerd core. It's just like rockin' nerdy, hilarious good time.
Yeah, I like their first team up with Egoraptor when they did the dinosaurs in space one or whatever.
Oh yeah, I forget about that.
Yeah, but now this one, Luigi, Mario, and Peach trying to figure out who's gonna bang her. It's what we all, what every person's ever always talked about. It was cool. It was put into song.
Yeah, and I mean my favorite track on this album. It's a short album. It's like 30 minutes long.
And that's fine.
And they end it by saying, like, whoa, 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 we gotta save our raps for the next album.
Yeah.
And here I am, I'm looking at the clock like, that's only 30 minutes. But, you know, every track is like maybe like 2-3 minutes long.
Yeah, that's all you need.
Yeah, but my favorite track by far is called, I think it's called Castle Crasher or something like that.
Mm.
Where it's from Dracula's perspective, where he's throwing a party for all his monster friends.
Uh-huh.
And then who crashes the party to kill everyone? Simon Belmont.
Uh-huh.
Every time he's like, "'Tis I! Never fear, Simon Belmont is here!"
Now, did I hear right that Danny Sexbang from Ninja Sex Party is going to be at MAGFest?
Yeah, dude, I believe so.
So you got to make sure that you hook up with him.
I got a lot to do at MAGFest.
Yeah,
I'm running a film festival, and there are like a bunch of filmmakers that are going to be there. So I'm going to introduce them, moderate Q&As, and skip out on like a couple hours so I can go do improv.
Yeah,
you know. But
all right.
God, yeah, there's so much awesome stuff happening at MAGFest, and it's the week after next. It's crazy.
Yes.
It's coming.
Right. So first, let's fucking talk Christmas.
Ugh.
All right. Now I'm not home yet. You are already home at our parents' house.
It's true.
I will be arriving in a day and a half.
Okay.
So, I was watching some Christmas movies.
Hey, we were too.
Well, unfortunately, these were forced on me.
Oh.
Well, as I was on the computer, because I am in the Fantasy Football Championship right now.
Mm.
I won the championship last year, so I'm trying to go back-to-back here. So, yeah. As I was monitoring my stats, my wife throws on ABC Family Channel.
Uh-huh.
Which just runs Christmas. They have 25 days of Christmas.
Uh-huh.
Which, unfortunately, is just Santa Claus 2, and the Claus 3.
Wait, the Santa Claus 3, that's where he fights Jack Frost.
Yes.
I've never seen it. I saw posters.
Neither have I until now. So
yeah.
we fucking had the fucking first Santa Claus movie on three times in my house this last week.
Ugh, wow.
It's driving me crazy. But I was like, you know, I'm doing other shit, so that's fine. It's just on in the background.
Mm-hmm.
Santa Claus 2, you know, pretty shitty. That's been on a couple times.
Wait, and that's where, like, they find even tinier print on the business card that he got from Santa after he murdered him straight up. And it's like, you must get a wife.
Yeah, you must get a woman. Drag her by the hair down the stairs.
Damn.
That's what they deserve.
Yeah. So the first one, he gets fat. And he turns into Santa Claus because you murder Santa Claus in this strange and evil universe. You become Santa Claus.
Yes. And we have mentioned this before, but there's a whole new wrinkle to this. So, yes, we have discussed in the first movie, The Santa Claus, Tim Allen scares Santa, who falls off the roof and fucking dies. And then he disintegrates like Obi-Wan Kenobi and joins the living force, leaving only his clothes behind.
Wow.
And Tim Allen puts on the suit, which is important, and reads the card, becomes Santa Claus. So, but basically, Tim Allen straight up murders Santa Claus.
Murders.
Right. And so we don't, and so that has opened up a can of worms. So now you don't know how many Santa Clauses there have been over the course of, you know, the centuries, because there are multiple ones.
Dude, it's the Jeepers Creepers of Santa Claus.
Yeah. So, then the Santa Claus 3 comes on.
Wait. Can I just say it's the Captain Ginyu of Santa Clauses?
Yeah. Change now. All right. So, Santa Claus 3, Jack Frost is an asshole. Mm-hmm. And he wants to become Santa Claus. And he's played by, what's his face?
Clifford.
Martin Short.
The guy who always plays children.
Martin Short, yeah. I don't really care for him. But anyways, so, and I had no fucking idea that Santa Claus 3 goes all time cop on shit.
Really?
They go fucking time cop. So Jack Frost uses his power and brings him and Tim Allen back in time to the moment of Santa Claus 1 where Santa Claus falls off the roof and dies.
Wow.
And so and what happens is when Santa dies, then Jack Frost runs over, puts on the coat, and reads the card. Thus, he has changed the past, and now he becomes Santa Claus and in the future.
Okay.
So, I was like, holy fucking shit, they go fucking time cop on this. I'm like, oh, you know, somewhat interesting, but I'm going back to my fantasy football stats, mm-hmm. nervously monitoring how my players are doing. Then, of course, Tim Allen now tricks Jack Frost, Santa powers, going back to that moment again. Back to Santa Claus 1, where Santa mm-hmm. Claus dies. So, of course, this time, he tackles Jack Frost behind a bush, and he's holding on to him to mm-hmm. stop Jack Frost from becoming Santa yet again. So what happens is, the scenario from the first movie plays out. Tim Allen in the past comes outside, yells at Santa Claus on the roof. He falls down, dies. Tim Allen in the future holds Jack Frost to prevent him from interfering, and Tim Allen in the past becomes Santa Claus again.
Right.
Okay. Now, think about this a little bit longer. He goes back in time, and he has a chance to not murder Santa Claus. But he does not take this opportunity to save Santa Claus's life. All he fucking does is stop Jack Frost to ensure that he will stay Santa Claus.
Well, dude, of course he wants the power.
He fucking murdered Santa Claus twice now. He could have saved his life. The first time, he murdered Santa Claus in an accident. Didn't know who he was, saw some dude on his roof, but then he fucking became Santa Claus. Now, Jack Frost tricks him to become Santa Claus. I understand. You can't let Jack Frost be Santa Claus anymore. But when you go back in time to that moment, what you do is you stop your past self from coming out so that the actual Santa Claus never dies and stays Santa. But fucking Tim Allen decides, no, I just got to stop Jack Frost so that I will fucking murder Santa Claus again and remain Santa Claus. That is fucking cold-blooded shit. Now I'm like glued to ABC Family Channel. I was like, no fucking way. He killed Santa Claus again. This time it's on purpose. He's holding Jack Frost down behind a bush when what he should have done is fucking punched out Jack Frost and went there and prevented his past self from murdering Santa Claus. But he didn't because he wanted to be Santa Claus. He wanted the old Claus to die again.
See, all right, so time travel, very interesting. So I have a couple theories on this. So knowing what we know about how one becomes Santa Claus,
yeah.
Why did he have to go through the trouble of tricking Jack Frost into using his time powers to go back to that moment? Why didn't he just kill Jack Frost Santa Claus and then put on the suit in the future and read the card and then he's just Santa Claus?
See, that's true. That's true. But, I mean, of course, it is like kids' movie, so... He has to, like, accident murder people. You're right. He should have just fucking killed. And, in fact, he tackles Jack Frost on a stage. Like, he fucking swings on this rope and fucking drop kicks him right into a bunch of presents. And Jack Frost is like, what the fuck? Who touched me? I'm Santa! And Tim Frost is like, and Tim Allen's like, you know, fucking, yeah. You know, let's do it. You're totally right. He should have killed him right then.
Just kill him. Yeah, I mean, like, I immediately thought, tackling him behind a bush, he should have just taken an icicle and drilled it into his skull.
But see, here's what Tim Allen is thinking. He's already like, all right, I don't need to get more blood on my hands. I don't need to kill this guy because I already killed someone in the past, and people have accepted that. They've moved on. But if I kill Jack Frost in front of a million people because he tackles him on a stage in front of this big little kid recital,
mm-hmm.
He's like, this could hurt my rep. This might be bad. Then I'm a serial killer. Once I've killed two Santas, it's a trend. It's a trend now. So I think he's just like, you know what? People already accepted what happened. Let's just go back in time. It's very tidy, very neat. No more blood on my hands. Let's get some cookies.
Well, check this out. All right, so So here's another wrinkle. So if you inherit Santa's powers,
yeah,
when you kill one Santa Claus, why couldn't he have just murdered? So he tricks Jack Preston going back into time at that moment. So at that very moment in the time stream, there are two Santa Clauses, old Santa Claus who dies, and Jack Frost Santa Claus existing at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
He could have murdered Jack Frost and murdered old Santa Claus. And then what do you do? Does he have like double Santa Claus powers? Does he like morbidly obese with like double beards or something?
Chad, you are mutating my topic here. You need to stay on the point.
I'm thinking time cop.
You're going too crazy. Like, he's not gonna fucking murder. Like, he's not so fucking evil like this. He's like conniving, cold blooded evil. Okay, let's focus back up here. The point is, he goes back in time. He has a chance to fix what happened. He has a chance to not murder Santa Claus, and he does not take it. Mm-hmm. What would you do? Let's think about this. All right. Pros and cons. You accidentally murder Santa Claus. Then you become Santa Claus.
Right.
Possibly the greatest job on Earth, although you can't tell anyone, really, so that kind of hurts.
Why does Santa Claus need a secret identity?
Well, I mean, his kid and his ex-wife and her boyfriend knows, and then, you know, he eventually bangs a chick, so she knows.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't tell anybody else.
But do they know how he became Santa Claus?
Well, the kid does.
See, that's a liability. That kid is going to blab to somebody, and they're going to tell their dad, and then everybody's going to be gunning for Santa Claus.
Chad,
everybody wants a job.
How have you not seen Santa Claus 1, okay? The kid fucking goes to show and tell and blabs everybody, but no one believes him.
Okay,
there's no believability there. They're like, whatever, psycho kid. And he has to go to the principal, and he needs counseling.
Anyways.
Tim Allen of the future should have prevented Tim Allen of the past. But let's look at it for me and you. You accidentally murder Santa Claus. You become the Claus. You have all these powers and stuff. But at the same time, we saw what happens to Tim Allen. He becomes a huge fat ass, and he gets a huge white Duck Dynasty beard.
Uh-huh.
So is that worth it? Because, I mean, that just sucks. Like, you're Santa Claus, but you are still a fat ass. Like, bad. All the time.
Yeah, but you know what? You know what, Eric? At least he's still human. I mean, there are things that you would do in order to have magic powers. You know, there are places you would go, you know, in order to be an omnipotent being that everyone around the world knows and loves and reveres, and you have magic powers and a slave army of elves. I mean, it's just the best gig in the world. I mean, so what if you gotta be a fat-ass old man? I mean, so was Odin. And he's like the greatest dude of frickin' all time. And you have two eyes, so you got one up on Odin.
Odin was not born old, though. He fought for thousands of years. I'm just saying, like, that's like the worst trade-off. If someone says, hey, you can have superpowers, I'm like, yes. I'd be like, and you're old and fat and ugly. I'd be like, oh, shit. I had to legitimately consider it for a second.
Well, check it out. Actually, there was... And I love this series. I will tout it all over the place. There was an episode, a two-parter of Aladdin, the TV series that dealt with this. There were these three thieves, one of them who was voiced by Goliath, the gargoyle. I forget his name.
Yep.
And they stumble upon this hidden treasure out in the desert, and it gives them awesome powers, but it mutates them into monsters.
Right.
And they start out as thieves, and then they decide... Two out of three of them decide in the two-parter, they're like, you know what, we don't want to be monsters anymore, you know, we want to be back to humans and, like, love each other. But the third one, because there's, like, a minotaur dude and, like a harpy chick, and they're like, we want to be regular people again and, like, live a normal life. But the third dude, the third thief, who's like, I don't have a love interest, assholes, he turns into this evil imp who can, like, breathe different colored smoke. He's like, screw that. I may look like a pot-bellied imp, but I got freaking power now. I breathe out this magic smoke, and I'm awesome. Who gives a crap? And I always kind of identify with that guy, so I think I would go with the... I may look like a moron, but, you know, I got magic powers now.
All right, so let's... So you become Santa Claus. Let's skip. Now we skip to Santa Claus 3. Mm-hmm. You and Jack Frost get teleported back to the moment that you become Santa Claus. What do you do?
Murder anyone who knows the secret of how you become Santa Claus. That's just it. If somebody starts smack talking, like, you know, like our brother Jared with his silver tongue, start being like, oh, maybe we'll just time travel back to the moment you became Santa Claus. It'll be awesome. Yeah. I'm already, the wheels are turning, and I'm just like, how do I murder this guy and get away with it? Because he's trying to mess up my stuff. You know, like, I would protect that secret tighter than, like, Bruce Wayne's Batman.
Well, just, but also keep in mind that, like, I think part of being Santa means you can't be an asshole.
No. So, all right, here's what you do. You need like, an X-Force. You need, like, you need a Krampus in your life. You need a dude who can get his hands dirty.
Well, he does have, like, an elf Gestapo.
There you go. Get, like, head elf, who nobody would suspect. You know, it's, like, cute and cuddly. And then train them to be, like, a master assassin. You know, and like maybe it's just like with icicles, because the great thing about murdering people with icicles, ladies and gentlemen, is that icicles melt, and like if somebody gets an icicle through the head, guess what? A little bit in the sun, and the murder weapon is totally gone.
Yeah. I was just very stunned to see that Santa Claus 3, that Tim Allen seriously let Santa die again. I mean, yeah, he prevents Jack Frost becoming Santa, but it's like, dude, you let Santa die. It's like, how legit are you? You know, like, we don't know who the other Santa was. We don't know if he accidentally killed a guy, or we don't know if he was the original Santa, or if he was a lot more pious than Tim Allen, you know? It's like...
Maybe he was, like the Freddy of Santa Clauses. And, like, he put out in the... He you know, did a good thing for humanity. Maybe Tim Allen, like, absolute power corrupts absolutely, and he believes in his heart of hearts in that moment that only he can be the best Santa Claus that there ever was.
See, and that's what I think. I think the power's corrupted him. I think that he thinks he's Santa Claus, even though he conveniently forgets that he's only been on the job for, by the time it's Santa Claus 3, I don't know, maybe he's been Santa for like 8 years. But he wants to hold on to it. I think he's totally been corrupted. He had a chance to set something right. He accidentally murdered Santa Claus, and he had the chance to fucking fix it, and he didn't. But I love these kind of time travel movies. You know, like, obviously, Back to the Future is king of this kind of stuff. You know, especially, like, you're running back through a couple times, so you see, like, your past self and your future self. And then, of course, Jean-Claude Van Damme and Time Cop is doing the same thing.
Well,
Santa Claus 3 now enters the pantheon.
Well, here's where I that was a very good point. Back to the Future Part 2 is where Marty McFly goes back to the exact point in time where he was before and sees himself around Hill Valley.
Yeah.
Doing things. So he and his past self exist at the same time on the time stream.
Yeah.
So immediately I thought, oh, well, if Tim Allen goes back a second time with Jack Frost, he's going to see the first time that he went back with Jack Frost. Like, he's still going to be there. So he has to figure out a way to nullify the first Jack Frost from going back and the future Jack Frost.
See, that's a good point. They just kind of gloss over that in this movie. He just comes back. I don't know, maybe he comes back a couple seconds before the first time Jack Frost did, but they just came back and occupied the same space. Because there's only one set of them. But it is a good point. It is a good point.
I think it's just differing views of time travel.
Yeah,
and how that works.
I just hate the Santa Claus movies. I fucking hate them. But then all of a sudden, like, my ears perked up, and I was like, fucking Time Cop, going back to the house, and where I was like, oh, this is a little interesting. And then, like I said, I really think that Tim Allen becomes, like, this cold-blooded killer by not fixing what happened. But another point... Well, here's another direction I'm going in this. I love these movies where you go back, you fix stuff, and then you see your old self. You try and, you know, what are you going to do? And I was thinking, what is a moment in my life? If I had a time machine right now, what is a moment I would go back? Now, would I go back and change something? Would I go back and redo something? What would I go back and do? You know, because I like my life and stuff. And if you go back and change too much, your whole life could change and it could turn out worse.
Right, like the butterfly
like
effect.
Yeah, fucking Ashton Kutcher, of course. He is the shit of movies. I tried to avoid not talking about Butterfly Effect because I hate that movie. It's Ashton Kutcher. But seriously, he went back, and every time he changed something for the better in his mind, it fucked up worse. So it's like, if you go back, you can't really go back to change anything major. You've got to do something subtle.
That's like that Jetsons episode that the movie, Adam Sandler movie, Click, totally ripped off of.
Right, that's true.
Where... where he accidentally deletes his wedding day and fast forwards through like most of his life, and he's the wasted man.
Yeah, he gets the promotion. He finally has a ton of money and stuff, but his family hates him.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, so you got to be careful. So you can't really go back. You know, obviously people will be like, oh, I'd go back in time and tell myself to buy Apple stock, or you know, yeah, or something like that. But I was thinking, I'm like, no, it's got to be something small. So here is the moment I would go back.
Okay.
I don't know if I've told you the story before. When I was 20 years old, I had just come back from sophomore year in college. And mm-hmm. Well, no, I was turning 20 on my birthday. I just finished my sophomore year in college. I'm at home. You guys are still in high school, so you're not back yet. It's the middle of the day.
Right.
And I turned 20, and I'm at home by myself. I'm actually watching the fucking hour-long Adventures of Superman and Batman. They would air a Superman episode followed by a Batman episode.
Right.
So I'm watching this. My college girlfriend, unbeknownst to me, drives like 4 hours. She lives 4 hours away, drives all the way to our house. She parks at the front of the driveway. She gets out of the car wearing nothing but a string bikini.
Oh, my God.
And she takes out this big cardboard box painted and dressed up to look like a giant present.
Huh.
She takes it to our front door down in the basement, gets in the present box, knocks on the door. Knocks on the door. I go down there like, I'm not expecting anyone, right? Not expecting anyone. I open the door, and she jumps out of the present wearing a string bikini.
Oh, my God.
It's fucking greatest moment ever. Every nerd listening to this is like fucking jealous of me right now. She fucking jumps out of a present wearing a bikini.
I can't believe that worked. I thought you were going to say you were upstairs and you didn't hear her knocking.
No, I heard someone knocking. I was like, what the fuck is that? It's like UPS delivery. I kind of looked. I didn't really see a car, but I was like, well, let's just go answer. I figured maybe one of my friends is coming over because, mm-hmm. you know, it's my birthday. So, obviously, I'm not going to tell you, it was a fucking, it was a great gift. It was a great gift. Mm-hmm. So, that was a great moment. Obviously, that moment has stuck with me because that shit usually only happens in, like, make-believe stories.
Yes.
Or people's daydreams. And it actually happened to me in real life. It was pretty awesome.
Wow.
So, if I had a time machine, I'm going back to that moment. Here's the thing. My past self is upstairs watching Superman and Batman. So, my future self, I'm going to land and I'm going to appear downstairs. I'm going to open that door and I'm going to intercept the package in the driveway.
Ah.
So, I'm going to get there first. And then when she jumps out of the box, I'm like, yeah. And she'd be like, don't you look a little older? I'd be mm-hmm. like, yeah, baby, I just, just kind of got a little more stubble on my face. I haven't shaved today. Didn't sleep last night. Little bags under my eyes. You know,
wow.
I'll be like, clearly, I am still Eric, correct? Yes. Let's go bang. Do you want to bang in the house? No. Let's go in your car. And I'll totally relive that moment again. I mean, that's a fucking great moment in my life.
Well, hang on. But if you do that, according to one theory of time travel, if you intercept the package and stop your past self from living that moment, you will have stolen that memory from yourself. So there will be two versions of you, one version of you that didn't happen to, and then one version where it happened twice.
That's I'll go with the twice one. That was pretty awesome. I'll come back to the future very satisfied.
But then it'll be a different future. See, it's kind of like, all right, so back.
I agree. It's gonna be a different future. But here's the thing: mm-hmm. I dumped her 2 months later.
Oh.
So remember a couple weeks ago or a couple months ago when I was telling you about the great dumping when me and all my friends all dumped in college. We all dumped our girlfriends the first day back from college.
Yes.
She was one of the fatalities.
Damn, the girl who drove 4 hours to bang you dumped?
Yeah, I'm a dick.
Oh, my God. So you got to, like, treasure those moments, man.
I did, but I was just ready to move to the next moment and the next treasure. You know, I had options. So, I wasn't going to marry that person anyway, so it doesn't really change my future that much. Like, it's insignificant because 2 months later, they're out of my time stream.
Hmm.
So okay, I'm thinking, right. I'm like, all right, how often in someone's life do you have a 20-year-old in a string bikini jumping out of a present box saying, bang me? Once in my life, I wouldn't mind the second time, because how often is that going to happen again? And I didn't have to pay for it.
Uh-huh,
it was free.
So wait, so if this was like the Santa Claus 3 time travel, you could just, because it, you're... because you traveling back in time doesn't create a new you traveling back in time every single time. You could just go back to that moment if you could time travel any time. And you wouldn't have to, like, fight off your other future selves also trying to bang this girl.
That's technically true. So I could do that all the time. And technically, it's not even cheating because it happened a long time ago in the past. So it's not. I'm not even cheating on my wife because, you know, it was back before I even knew her. Boom. Perfect. Technicalities removed. Boom. I'd wear out the time machine. No, I'm just kidding.
That's incredible. You know, that reminded me of another time travel movie, which I'm sure you will hate. It's the Shrek movie with Rumpelstiltskin.
Oh, fuck that shit.
No, dude, did you see it?
Yeah, I hated it. It sucked.
So, I thought it had a very interesting premise. And the premise is that Shrek gets tricked by Rumpelstiltskin, who is like present-day Shrek has like triplets and like he's having this really stressful birthday party and everybody's yelling and he's just like, God, I hate this. This is terrible. And Rumpelstiltskin takes advantage of that and has him sign this contract that says, hey, I will remove one day from your life in order to like give you like some time away from your current stressful situation.
Yeah, he's basically like straight. He's like, give me a day of your life and then you can have a day of not having your life and just you can do whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah, and he's like, yeah, you know, I'll probably just take a day, you know, the day that you'll never remember, you know, like when you were a baby or something, you know. And so he signs a contract, not knowing that Rumpelstiltskin secretly took away the day he was born.
Boom.
Damn! And so Shrek never exists, and this creates a parallel timeline where Rumpelstiltskin becomes the evil overlord, knowing all these future events, and he becomes, like, the ruler of the land. And somehow, contract Shrek gets sucked into that timeline, and through making it right and overthrowing Rumpelstiltskin, he gets thrown back into his original timeline.
You know, that's true. That one was... Shrek 4 was better than Shrek 3. Shrek 3 was the worst.
I skipped Shrek 3.
Yeah, Shrek 3 was the worst. Yeah, I mean, he did have some moments, and he and Rumpelstiltskin turned the witches all into like his Gestapo.
So it was like It's a Wonderful Life, where Shrek realizes that like, oh shit, if I didn't knock some heads and, you know, like be awesome in my regular timeline, everybody sucks.
Yeah, see, that's why Shrek needed my thing. He just needs a time machine to go back in time and then go back and enjoy his family and stuff like that afterwards.
See, that could be like that John Malkovich movie. You know, like all you need is like a door or like you know, like a time travel service where like, okay, we will transport you back to like the best day of your life and you will steal that from your past self, creating this divergent timeline, but you will have the best ever because you'll have lived twice.
That's true. If I could go back in time and jump into my past body and just but still have the memories of the future, and then when I was done doing whatever I needed to do, I could go back to the future. That'd be even better. Then I don't have to run into my old self. I become my old self, but still I'm in charge of my brain. In fact, I have a theory to that too. Every time you get the shivers, the goosebumps, you know, that like feeling in the back of your neck, what if that's your future self back in time jumping into your old body?
Yeah, but why don't you have any knowledge of the future?
No, they jump into your body, do what they do for a while, and then jump back out, and then you just get that shiver as they pass back out of you, but you have no memory of what happened.
Okay.
So it's like let's say they jump in at you. They jump in your body on a Monday at 7 o'clock p.m. They enjoy you for like a week, but when they jump out, they have to leave at the moment that they jumped in. So even though they went and enjoyed you for a week, when they leave, it resets back to the moment they jumped in. So you feel the shiver as they leave you, but they enjoyed you for a week, but now you're back to where you are, so it doesn't fuck with the time.
Can we stop saying they enjoyed you?
Okay, you know what I'm saying. So I go back in time, senior in high school, soccer playoff game, you know, trying to get the states, you know, have a good time just to re-enjoy that. Then when I leave, it brings past myself to the time where I actually jumped in. And the only thing that person knows is they go, like they just got the shiver even though it's not cold. Boom. It's because time travel exists when we're old, and that's what we keep doing. Every time you get those involuntary shivers, it's because the future self is jumping into you, and that's the only residual side effect.
That's crazy.
Boom.
But what if you got trapped in a crazy time loop? Say, like, all right, you traveled back into your past body for, like, a day, but then you got caught in, like, a time loop where you had to relive the same day over and over and over and over again, like Groundhog's Day.
Well, I mean, that would suck, obviously. Depending on the day.
Yeah.
And how close to transportation you could get to.
True. Also true.
If you were stuck in, like, Nebraska, then it would probably suck.
So this is like the X-Men Days of Future Past version of time travel.
Which they just cut Rogue out of.
What?
Please, Rogue sucked. Anna Paquin in those first three movies, she never did shit.
No, it was the worst Rogue ever. A total waste of Rogue.
And she was even pissed about it. By the time the third one came along, they said she was complaining. She's like, how come I haven't done the part where I get super strength and flying? Sucks. Yeah. Instead, I gotta wait in line to get the cure. In fact, at the end of X-Men 3, she gets cured. She's not even a mutant anymore.
So, I didn't watch X-Men 3. Fuck it. The only X-Men 3 that I saw was... last night, I just watched The Wolverine.
Oh, I haven't watched that yet. Was it good?
It was surprisingly good.
I skipped the theater, but I just figured I'd rent it eventually, so...
It was like, you know, I didn't watch X-Men 3 because I was done with the series at that point. And everybody said it was terrible. But in The Wolverine, it's actually pretty cool because they're like, all right, first off, Wolverine is not a spoiler. Wolverine travels to Japan to meet this old man whose life that he saved back in World War II.
Yeah.
Right? And the old man's just like, and the old man offers him, he's like, hey, look, I know I've had people following you. I know you're having nightmares. You don't have a reason to live. You know, you're immortal, but, you know, it's a curse. I have this crazy genetic scientist who can transfer your healing factor into somebody else so that you can die a natural death, and I'm going to offer this to you as a gift.
Yeah.
So that's the whole premise, and then shit goes down, and he gets crazy, and there's this other mutant. I don't know her name exactly, but this kick-ass blonde female lead, Svetlana somebody.
Well, I know Viper's in the movie. Are we talking Viper or not?
Yeah, it's Viper.
Okay.
But she... Like all movie mutants, she's like, she just alludes to that name, maybe, sort of, kind of, in a backhanded sort of way. Anyway, so she kisses him or does something to him to where, like, it screws up his healing factor. So he's getting, like, shot and the crap kicked out of him and he's, like, bleeding. He's like, fuck, I gotta go see a doctor. So it's like, you know, it takes Wolverine down to, like, all right, he can be hurt, he can be injured. And it's way more interesting.
That'd be awesome if he just died.
I mean, he's going up against ninjas. The Silver Samurai is in the movie.
Yeah.
And there's, like, Yakuza, like, all over the place. You know, he's constantly, like, running into dudes. And constantly, like, getting shot. And just, like, you just see, like, the bullet wounds, like, all over his body. And just, like, constantly bleeding and everything.
See, what actually happened was they took his healing factor and they transferred it into the body of Bruce Willis for all the Die Hard movies. So they're like, we're going to give it to John McClane. He cannot be killed. And then Die Hard 4 and 5 happens, and you're like, fuck, all right, he's got the Wolverine healing factor.
Give it back.
They're working on Die Hard 6, by the way.
Didn't Die Hard 5 get the worst reviews?
I saw it, and it was fucking terrible.
Yeah.
Like, it was just disgusting. But I heard Die Hard 6, the working title is Die Hardest.
Come on. Yeah.
No, I did. And although I did hear one good thing, they said they might bring Sam Jackson's character back.
Okay.
But they said that this one was going to be a solo Bruce Willis movie. Like, okay. Sam Jackson might be back for a small part of it.
Mm-hmm.
But they said that this is going to be a solo movie. And this is just like a perspective plot. But they said Bruce Willis gets invited to Japan by the owners of the original Nakatomi building.
Really?
To celebrate the 30th anniversary of when Bruce Willis saved them from the terrorists. And then, I don't know, shit goes wrong. But
yeah.
The guy who was writing this, he was like, I'm a huge fan of Die Hard. And afterwards, they slowly killed it after a while, which he probably shouldn't have said that, but at least he was speaking the truth.
Yeah.
And he just said, we need to get back to the solo movie where it's more believable and not crazy.
Mm.
So they got that going for him, because that's what we've always said.
I don't know. I just feel like interviews like that, It's kind of like the Sonic cycle. It's like the Sonic cycle is the Die Hard cycle. It's like, all right, well, first, okay, it's just like the first movie that ever came out, the first thing that you loved. Oh, yeah. And then there's this guy, the project lead. He totally talks shit about those other sequels that you hated. Oh, and it's just going to be just like the original. And then slowly the news starts to leak out. They're like, oh, wait. John McClane's got a sidekick. Oh, God. And then, oh, who's acting this one? Oh, somebody who's going to do a terrible job. And it's just going to be a stunt spectacular. Oh, God.
Now, what happened if Bruce Willis accidentally hits a time machine Bruce Willis in Die Hard 6 and goes back to Die Hard 1. He's in the Nakatomi building. Mm-hmm. Now, there's two things. He either helps his past self defeat the terrorists, or his past self takes a look at himself and he's like, wait a minute, 30 years from now, I'm still going to be in these fucking scenarios. You know, they get worse and worse and crazy and crazier. I have a feeling Bruce Willis in the past just jumps off the building and just splats. He's like, fuck this. 30 years from now, I'm going to be you. And I heard you're a real dick in Hollywood. And I'm still going to be having to save the world. Nope, I'm gone. And I think he lets the terrorists win.
Wow. Or maybe he decides to become like a bean farmer. That happens. Bean. Unforgiven.
Ugh, Unforgiven. Yeah, so, yeah. That's a lot of time talk right there. Yeah.
So, and one last thing about the Wolverine. There's all these dream sequences where he's waking up and talking to Jean Grey.
Yeah, who cares? That's stupid.
But it's pretty cool because like every time he's just about to die, he sees Jean Grey, and she's like, "Hurry up and die so we can be together." Like she's this spooky ghost who's like, "Kill yourself."
meanwhile, like the ghost of Cyclops just spit out his Cheerios. It's like, what the fuck, Jean? You fucking killed me, Jean, in X-Men 3, and now you're trying to get with Wolverine? It's bullshit. Total bullshit.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so they cut Rogue out of X-Men Days of Future Past. She was in, like, one scene or a couple scenes. Like, she wasn't very... She was inconsequential, but they trimmed it, so I guess it might be a deleted scene or something, but whatever.
You know what? That's the one... The one thing that I hope for is that they reboot the entire idea of an X-Men movie so they can make like a decent X-Men movie where they do the characters right, because even though they're making X-Men First Class is pretty good, they still use like the rules and the references from the first three movies.
Well, yeah, because Bryan Singer made the first two.
Yeah.
And he's making these ones.
I know.
But I mean, I don't know. This future past sounds kind of cool. And then they just announced X-Men Apocalypse in 2016, and that sounds awesome.
Yeah, dude. So they're going to tie it in. The after credits scene in the Wolverine kind of sucked, though. I mean, they introduced the X-Men Days of Future Past bit.
Yeah.
But they were like, anyway, I don't know. It was just lame.
Well, hopefully they do Apocalypse right. Because, you know, Magneto's like the bad guy in all these movies.
Yeah.
So Apocalypse, geez, that'd be awesome.
Who should play the Apocalypse, and don't say The Rock?
The Rockalypse. Yeah. The Rockalypse. Which, by the way, when we saw that rumor that they might be working on a sequel to The Rundown,
mm-hmm.
I about shit my pants in joy.
Oh, my God.
And rubbed it on the wall and spelled The Rundown 2 with feces. I was so
established
excited.
Dominance!
That would be so awesome if The Rock got to do a sequel to The Rundown. It was so good.
Well, who would be the villain in The Rundown 2, because, you know, The Rundown 1 had Christopher frickin' Walken trying to explain to guys who didn't speak English about the Tooth Fairy, and it was one of the greatest scenes ever.
Yeah, you would have to have an amazing bad guy. I nominate Nicolas Cage.
Mm-hmm.
Nicolas Cage would bring just the amount of psycho and levity to the role, and we know he's poor, so he accepts everything. So, you know, he would do it.
Why not?
I say Nicolas Cage. Boom. Done.
Hell
cast
yeah.
It.
See, I was thinking, all right, Christopher Walken, Gary Busey. You know, he's kind of there, you know, an aging, crazy star who's got nothing else going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, he could do him, too. Nick Cage, though.
Yeah. So, all right. So Eric, it's Christmas time.
Yeah.
Are you ready? So last week, I announced a contest.
Yes.
The contest was, you know, it's Christmas time. It's a season of giving. So whoever posted the best good deed that they actually did on our Facebook wall, I would send them a giant pile of comics.
Right. Not the best hypothetical good deed.
That's right. Exactly. And that was the thing, is like, you know, I want to do this good deed or bad deed. Yeah, whatever. All right, so I didn't care if people fibbed. You know, there's no way for me to double check this stuff. But I thought that there were a couple up there that were pretty awesome.
So what's the winner?
So I think the winner was, and kudos to everybody who did a good deed. You're all awesome in my book. But I'm going to give my comics to Matthew Griffiths.
Matthew right. Griffiths, what did he do?
He said, and I quote, "My good deed was explaining what a Wii U was to three different confused moms while shopping today."
Wow.
Nintendo clearly isn't making it clear enough. Thank you, Matthew Griffiths. You sold those moms on an incredible system, and I can't wait, Eric, for you to hurry up and get to Western New York so we can play some more Mario 3D World together.
It's almost just a day away from me getting there now. Like, right this time tomorrow, I'm already in the car.
Yeah, so. good on you. You did not just the children of these mothers, but you did the entire gaming community a service, Matthew Griffiths, by explaining what the system is. And it's a kick-ass system. I actually have no desire to pick up the other two, like the Sony and Microsoft, like beefed-up systems.
Not until Star Wars Battlefront comes out.
Well, yeah, but dude, until then, in February, Mario Kart 8...
Yeah.
Coming out, and they just released a trailer, and it looks freaking awesome. So, yeah. Matthew Griffiths, message us on Facebook with your address, and I'll send you my giant... It's got to be like 10 pounds of comics, honestly.
Nice. It's like my dick of comics.
anyway, Merry Christmas.
Oh, sorry, I'm 9 inches. Thanks
to everybody who sent in their good deeds. You were all good people, and then that's your brother. I don't know.
And I remember jokingly saying, I want to hear someone's evil thing. I don't actually have anything to give to the evil people sending in, but I will say that the best evil one was, I think it was like Casper Rasmussen knocked his brother out with a spoon to the face.
Oh, yeah, dude. Spoon to the head.
I was like, that's pretty awesome. So I just wanted to give a quick shout out to him because that was cool. Also, I talked about last week about we needed an intern for the Jumpman podcast. We actually, on our Facebook page, we actually did get some interested parties. I will be contacting those people in early January with the details about our potential internship, and then I'll let you know, and then it'll be up to them if they want to accept it or not. So, for the people who post on our Facebook page saying they'd be interested in internship, I will let you know the details in January, and then you can decide if it's something you actually want to do.
I think the best part about this internship is that you can telecommute.
Yes. So... we are still going forward with the internship because that's what this podcast needs.
Quote unquote internship.
Yes.
don't put it on this resume.
No, you should put it on the resume.
Yeah, put it on the top. Be like, all right, screw all this work experience. I interned for a podcast on the internet.
Hey, if you do a good job, I'll give you a good reference. And I give great references.
Oh, yeah? What do you say?
It depends on how they do.
Okay, all right.
I've given many references in the past. So.
Yeah. I've made many references in the past.
Boom.
Ha-ha!
All right, so I'm out, because I got to, like, go pack my shit for tomorrow.
Yeah, hurry up and get here, dude, so we can game. And then our next episode will be live from Western New York.
Yeah, for Christmas. And we'll be talking about the cool shit we got.
True and true. So, everybody, thank you very much for listening. We're the Jumpman Podcast. You can check us out on RetroWareTV.com, Elder-Geek.com. We're on Stitcher Radio and our home base over at JumpmanPodcast.com.
And don't forget, RageQuitCast.com, the new up-and-coming video game website. It's got all your needs right in one place.
Hell yeah. It's time to play some more Plants vs. Zombies, and I think we're going to watch Gravity later.
Sweet.
Yeah. All right. Bye.
See you. Jumpman engage. I find your lack of faith disturbing. One shall stand, one shall fall. Fatality.